Madeline!
Dion!
I have to tell you something.
What is it?
I don't know how to broach this situation, so I thought, what better way to just rip the bandaid off than just tell you in person? Because I didn't know how to tell you otherwise. I'm moving.
Wait, what?
Like, out of state.
Are you...
As in, like, I don't know how we're going to be able to do this podcast.
Wait, are you
anymore.
Serious right now?
No, it's April
Fool's! Oh, my God! Oh, it is! Oh, my God! Okay, I was like, the podcast was the last thing on my mind. I was just so sad.
Literally, as I pressed record...
I'm so distraught.
You should be
Oh, my
distraught.
God.
I literally didn't realize till as I pressed record. And then I was like, I have to come up with something. And that was the first thing that popped to mind.
Oh, my God. It was really believable, too, because you were just visiting with Javier. Shout out Javier.
Yep, shout
out.
Who
lives in Seattle. So my mind instantly went to, oh my gosh, you're moving to Seattle.
Portland, but yes.
Oh, Portland.
But yes, right next to, yeah.
There was just
a series of events that made it believable.
Exactly.
Oh, and I'm so good.
Oh, God.
Well, welcome back to another episode of the Grim Cities. No, we are not going anywhere. I am not going anywhere. I'm staying here. We're dedicated to this podcast. I'm dedicated to you, and I'm dedicated to the audience.
Well, that made up for it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I am too.
Thank you. So we are your favorite horror podcast. We're based out of the Twin Cities, and we talk about spooky, creepy, paranormal, out of this world topics in the Twin Cities and beyond. And we're excited to be back
we're
for another episode.
To be back.
Madeline, how do we start every episode?
We start every episode with a horror headline.
We certainly do start off with a horror headline. And I have a really good one today. Do you have a good one?
I have one that I thought of earlier today, and I think that you should go first.
Oh, okay. Well, just because you thought of it today doesn't mean it's not good.
I didn't say it wasn't good. It might be too good.
Oh, so I got to get the bad one out of the way. I get it. Okay.
Well, I mean, no.
Okay, so mine is related to a horror headline that I did a few weeks ago. Do you remember our St. Patty's Day episode?
Yeah, you talked about your trip.
I certainly did, the one to Ireland.
Your trips.
Well, as I was going through those photos mm-hmm. and reliving those memories, I found another one from that same trip. This trip was chock full of horror headlines, girl. I'm telling you.
God, we gotta go to Ireland.
I know, for real. So as I was searching through my photos from that trip.
Okay.
I stumbled upon this, and at first I was like, wait, what the fuck is this? I don't remember this at all. And then I looked it up, and I was like, oh no, I remember this whole thing, and I can't believe I didn't remember this sooner. I'm going to show you this photo, and I want you to describe this photo to the listeners.
Oh my God, okay. Ooh.
So this is a photo I took.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes. So it's a stone wall. It looks like it could be like the wall of a cave.
It's the wall of a castle specifically.
Oh, it's a castle. Okay.
Yes. So I'll get into this later, but it is the wall of the Blarney Castle, which is a very famous castle Ireland.
That has the Blarney Stone.
Correct.
You give it an upside down kiss and you get the gift of gab.
That is correct. And guess what? I did give it a kiss.
Did you?
But I already had the gift of gab. Does I don't it, know how to shut the fuck up.
Does it double? No, but now the issue is I never shut the fuck
Correct.
Up.
Correct. But that was before I kissed it too. But continue describing this photo
well,
for
this
the listeners.
I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised a sign like this was at the Blarney Castle.
I was too.
It is a beautiful, what is that, mahogany?
It looks like a very nice wood. Probably mahogany.
Wood plaque.
Yep.
Nailed to the wall.
Yep.
And it says in big white letters, murder hole, and an arrow pointing off to the side.
It sure does. So imagine my surprise as I was going through these memories and not remembering this moment. Murder and all of a sudden I just see a photo that says murder hole. I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? So then I was like, wait, I really don't remember this. Then I looked it up because I knew it was at the Blarney Castle. I looked it up and I literally just Googled murder hole, Blarney Castle.
Naturally.
And then I remember, oh my God, yes, of course. So let me just read you a brief description of kind of what this sign is about.
Okay.
So, as I said, this was at the Blarney Castle, and the main reason people visit is for the Blarney Stone. It's a very famous tourist attraction. It's kind of underwhelming, to be honest, but...
Is it really?
Yeah, because I personally imagined, like, a really shiny, almost gem. No, it's just, like, a rock.
Yeah, it's just a rock.
Yeah. But it was still fun. You actually do go upside down in your six stories off the ground, so it is kind of fun in that regard. Like,
oh, that would... Did people hang on to you then?
Oh, they had to, and a lot of people wouldn't even do it because they were too scared.
Yeah,
literally hanging over the ground like six stories below. But that's like the main reason people go there. But there's a lot of other history within that castle that people just don't really talk about until they go there. And it's how it was built, how many centuries old it was, the wars that happened there, the battles, the sieges, which is where this murder hole comes into play. Because the murder hole is on the second level of the castle, second floor. And it's now fitted with an iron gate so tourists can't go in because it is a big drop off and you could potentially injure yourself and or die.
Okay.
So they like block it off. But as you saw from that beautiful mahogany plaque, they labeled it as murder hole. And that's basically what it was. So when the walls of the castle were breached by intruders or people who were not welcome, just anybody who they didn't want in the castle, right? Mm-hmm. The intruders or unwelcome people would enter through the ground floor. And the occupants of the castle would stand on the level above and they would throw objects down onto the people entering. Apparently.
The little assholes.
The things they would throw would range anywhere from stones, arrows.
Oh my God.
To boiling liquids.
Oh my God. Okay, I thought you were going to say like human excrement or something like
that. I mean, maybe. Probably.
Dysentery.
Dysentery.
Death by dysentery.
Exactly. So the plaque that has the actual description reads, when the outer doors had been battered down, assailants entering the lobby below were easily dispatched from here by boiling liquids, stones, or other missiles.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so basically, like, you would be walking into this castle and there'd be people above you throwing objects and or hot liquids at you. And I thought, what a genius way of keeping people out of your home. I live on the second floor. I might start doing that when people visit me.
And also, like, what a great name that lives on in infamy.
Literally, the murder hole. It's so good.
Murder hole.
So yeah,
damn, that's both hilarious and fascinating.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
I mean, imagine my surprise when I was going through my photos and I forgot about that story.
All I can think of is you don't watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I've seen a few.
Have you seen the Glory Hole episode?
I have not.
Okay, there's a scene where Dennis says, "What we have here is a good old-fashioned glory hole." And so I just hear him saying that, but about a murder hole.
Honestly.
A fashion murder hole.
I love that. Yeah. I might take this idea and try to recreate it for my Halloween party this year. So be warned, if you're coming to the party, things might get a little crazy.
Dan's out here going for scare house status.
Oh, sure.
Like
am.
That guy who makes you sign a waiver.
Yeah, 100%.
And may, I don't know, take your teeth out or some shit. Well,
I mean, that guy is honestly a role model at this point.
Oh my God. Hashtag goals.
So yeah, that's my horror headline.
Awesome.
Kind of a playoff the other week.
I don't know what it is, but I always affiliate Blarney Stone and St. Patrick's Day, obviously Irish, but then also April Fool's Day, because it all just seems like a trifecta of good old hijinks.
Exactly.
Of the Irish.
And how perfect of a day for me to bring this up then.
I know. A 10 out of 10.
The tomfoolery of it all.
Well, Dan, I have a horrifying fact for you.
Please.
As you know, I work in grants.
I know you do.
Yeah.
And that in and of itself is terrifying. It sounds like a lot of paperwork. And to me, that's scary.
The horror is the audit.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
And we're continuously always thinking ahead and thinking about applications that will be for projects that are 5 years long.
Most certainly.
So we're working on one right now that will start in 2025.
Okay.
And it will go 5 years.
Oh my God.
So today I wrote the school year 2025 to 2030.
No.
And
no.
I just had to step away and take a moment and say something to my colleagues. And
the
say,
fact that that's only 5 years away is kind of fucked up.
Ugh.
Well, six, but still. That is horrifying. Thank you for bringing the mood down.
I'm so sorry. I just needed a place to
honestly
talk about it.
I get it. I would have done the same to you. This is a safe space, and I'm glad that we can process this together. Because that's actually kind of terrifying to think that 2030
is so close.
So close. Oh,
I mean,
my
think
God.
About the last 5-6 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I will say, though, in relation to our episode a couple weeks ago, the positive side of this is that it does bring us that much closer to the next solar eclipse.
Oh, hey, I love that.
Thank you,
Dan.
I'm always looking for the bright side.
We're always looking for the bright side.
But that is actually kind of a horrifying fact, so thank you for bringing that to our attention.
I'm so sorry. Dan, can I tell you? This episode today, we've had deadlines lately. So I've been working and meeting deadlines. And
so have I.
Yes, and you have too.
Absolutely.
I am so sorry, but I have not done a good job of researching.
That's totally fine.
That today you're going to get a little bit of everything.
You know what? I love that. A little smorgasbord, if you will.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
So this is actually your idea.
Oh, I don't have many of those.
After your really traumatizing April Fool's joke.
Yes.
I just Googled worst April Fool's Day pranks. And I thought I'd read you a couple.
I wish you would. That's actually amazing.
It's terrible. Okay.
I have one of my own that I'll share with you that I've done in the past.
Oh, tell me. I want to start with yours.
Okay. I have two, actually. Okay. So I grew up in a house with two older brothers. So there was three boys.
Yeah. Your poor mother.
My poor mother. Bless her heart. Truly. Three boys is a lot to raise. But obviously, as boys, there's a lot of antics going on at all times. We don't stop moving. We don't stop beating up on each other. I was the youngest, so they were pretty much beating up on me. But basically, a lot of pranks going on in the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one prank that I was very proud of myself, because I, as the youngest, was usually the one getting picked on and usually the one who was the most vulnerable, I would say.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So whenever I could find a way to get back at them, it was great. I think I Googled this. I didn't come up with this on my own, so don't give me full credit for this, but I was still very proud of myself. I discovered this April Fool's joke that I successfully pulled on one of my brothers after all of us went to bed. Okay. I woke up.
Oh my God.
And I took saran wrap.
Oh, you shithead. I fucking know what you did.
And I put saran wrap on the underside of the toilet seat to cover the toilet. The seat was covering it, so you couldn't see that there was anything there. And of course, when one of my two brothers woke up in the morning to go pee... Needless to say, none of them made it in the toilet. And the best part was, I, as the youngest, got away with a lot of shit because they blamed the other brother. And so I got away with it. And I didn't have to clean any of it up.
So
it was a double whammy, baby.
When did you finally fess up
that it was you? Not till years later, Madeline.
Like as an adult?
Not quite an adult, but years later.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you get in trouble or anything at that point?
Oh, no. At that point, they just laughed. They were like, you fucker.
I was going to say, the statute of limitations has expired.
Oh, yeah. I held on that secret for a long time.
That's a good one. That's awful. I mean, that's disgusting.
I mean, it's gross, but I didn't have to. It's
everywhere.
And speaking of everywhere, my other prank that I was pretty proud of, again, I didn't come up with this. I found it somewhere, but this was against my parents. And what I ended up doing, they have a fan in their room. And I took
No.
I took a bunch of shredded up paper and glitter. And it wasn't glitter. It wasn't glitter, because that actually would be too much. But it was like a bunch of shredded up paper.
What is it they call glitter? The herpes of the craft station.
Exactly. The herpes of the craft world. Absolutely. I shredded up a bunch of paper and I laid them on top of the fan and just waited for them to turn the fan on, and whoosh, all over the room.
How much was there?
A lot.
Oh, really?
That one I did have to clean up. They were not thrilled.
I was just going to say, did you blame your brothers again?
Or? Oh, no. They knew it was me. At that point, I think my brothers were out of the house and they knew it was me, and I fully had to clean it all up. And I'm pretty sure I got grounded as well.
Wow, you really committed.
I really did.
I mean, because I would try to pull pranks, but I would not do the level of, I could get grounded for this.
Yeah, I have no
So
shame.
When you were doing it, did you know? In the back of your head, were you thinking, this is not going to end well for me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 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 okay. For sure. But sometimes you got to commit.
You're doing it for the story. You're doing it for the pod.
Okay, so what are some of these other really bad April Fool's Day pranks?
Okay, so I just pulled up these two articles, okay? They're the first things that popped up on Google.
Please.
And this is called 12 April Fool's Pranks That Went Horribly Wrong. And this is by a woman named Laura Kahn, C-A-H-N. It was published actually just last week, March 27th, 2024.
Oh, so very relevant.
Yes.
Oh, I love this.
I'm doing this entirely based on the little titles that they get.
I love this.
And this one is, I Swear I'm Not Dead.
Oh, no.
A text prank is less elaborate than this one.
Oh, no.
In 1708, Gulliver's Travels, about author Jonathan Swift, set up an epic April Fool's prank by pretending to be an astrologer by the name Isaac Bickerstaff.
Okay.
He published a set of predictions, the most notable of which was that a celebrity astrologer of the time, John Partridge, would die on March 29th.
Okay.
On March 30th, Swift, the one who had made the April Fool's prank,
yes,
circulated an anonymous account of Partridge's death of fever.
Oh,
on
no.
April 1st, someone knocked on the Partridge's door to set up funeral arrangements. Partridge, of course, was alive and well, but for the rest of his life, he had to insist he was not dead. The prediction finally came true 7 years later without Partridge ever finding out the real identity of Isaac Bickerstaff.
Oh my God. My so gosh. This guy just. He lived out the rest of his life, which was only 7 years, which is sad, but he lived out the rest of his life basically trying to convince people he was actually alive.
So imagine finding out that there's this rumor. You have no idea who circulated it. It's probably somebody you don't even know.
Madeline, that's crazy.
That is wild.
Here's the thing. I will say two things. I love a good prank, but that might be a titch too far.
That is very far. That's why these are gone wrong.
Yeah, yeah, gone wrong. All right, okay. Give me the next one.
Okay, do you want to hear Mic Drop, The Great Blue Hill Eruption, Pregnancy Pause, the very first April Fool's Day?
Ooh. These all sound good.
Hang on, this one, I'm really not a crook.
Oh, let's do that one.
Okay, on April 1st, 1992, obviously April Fool's,
yep,
a man claiming to be Richard Nixon told NPR he would be running for president and then added, "I never did anything wrong and I won't do it again." Despite the date, thousands believed it was actually Richard Nixon announcing another bid for presidency. Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Of course, it wasn't actually Nixon speaking, but that didn't stop the outrage and many began gearing up to protest.
Oh my God,
Dan. I just realized I fell for an April Fool's prank today.
Oh, no.
And this one's not a big deal.
What?
But I got an announcement on Twitter that said Taylor Swift was announcing her Taylor Swift Taylor's version. And it had all of the songs listed out. And it said September 16th or whatever, yeah. 2024. And then I looked into it more and I was like, oh, this is just a fake post. It did not make the connection that it's April Fool's. Fell for two today.
For two today. Okay, but this Richard Nixon one is kind of hilarious because it does kind of show how mob mentality takes over and people like don't even look into the facts. They just jump on the bandwagon.
Oh, 1,000%.
And they're just like outraged at something that they haven't even looked into. That's kind of hilarious. You know what would have been even funnier?
Tell me.
If the guy legally changed his name to Richard Nixon and then actually ran for president.
Oh, got him.
That would have been good.
Got him on a technicality.
There we go. Those are really good.
Those are good. I got this one. Armed robbery is hilarious. Or not.
That title alone is funny, so lay it on me.
Okay. For April Fool's in 2003, a clothing store employee in Columbus, Ohio, decided to call her boss and tell him that someone was robbing the store at gunpoint. Oh, no. Before she had time to call him back and confess to her prank, her boss had called the police. Four patrol cars rolled up to the store. The employee was arrested for inducing panic. Well, that's not funny.
I mean, it's not funny, but people do that stuff all the
Things
time.
Things that are not funny when it comes to April Fool's pranks. This.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie, that death one was pretty funny.
I mean, that was pretty
funny. That was pretty
great.
Funny. I got to say, like, that was morbid, but it was kind of funny.
It was good.
Because nobody got hurt.
Right.
Pregnancy ones.
Well, I was about to say, can you read that pregnancy pause
yes,
one?
Yes. Yeah,
I really want to.
I just, like, really want to know what this one is. Okay. So, pregnancy pause.
Yes.
This may not be the best prank to pull on your boyfriend.
Oh, no.
For April Fool's Day 2013, 18-year-old Tori Wheeler of Tulsa, Oklahoma, pranked her boyfriend, Derek Bauer, by pretending she was pregnant.
No. I don't like this already.
No, I don't like it. Wheeler, upset that Bauer didn't find her prank as funny as she hoped, ended up pulling a knife on him, and the police were called in to settle the matter.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. That escalated quickly.
Go where I thought it was going.
Wait, she pulled a knife on him?
Yes.
After she was the one who pulled the prank?
Yeah, she was upset that he didn't find it as funny as she'd hoped.
Yeah, that's not something you joke about.
That's not.
That's life-changing.
No.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh,
so
my God.
She must have had some other things going on in her
Lord.
Head. Wait, is there more to
yeah.
this? Oh, no.
Predictably, Wheeler said the knife was yet another prank.
No.
Don't prank with knives, kids.
Oh, my
Yikes.
God. Okay. She committed.
Oh, my God.
She committed. That is a lot.
Maybe she should be committed.
And that is going in the quote book, folks.
Oh my God.
Oof.
Okay, I have to tell you something. This happened to somebody that I know. I hope it's okay to tell the story. I'm going to leave out names and everything. But this young woman who I was friends with on Facebook years ago posted a sonogram on April Fool's.
Oh no.
And she said, oh, expected blah, 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 blah.
Oh no.
Expected date. And everyone messaged her and was like, ha 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 ha, this is so funny. LOL. Oh, good one. Like, is this for real?
No.
And she replied, yes, it's for real. Why would I, like, what do you mean? Am I joking? I don't think she connected that she posted it on April Fool's Day.
On April Fool's Day. Oh, that's actually really sad.
It is really sad.
But also hilarious that nobody believed that. That's so funny.
Oh my God.
So, Madeline, what other ones are there?
Well, let's see. We got poisoned by DHMO. Oh.
What's DHMO?
Dihydrogen monoxide.
Ooh, this sounds like a chemistry lesson. Let's do it.
This is far from being a good April Fool's joke. That is the trend.
That is the trend here, yes.
On April 1st, 2002, a couple of Kansas City DJs announced the local water supply had been found to contain high levels of dihydrogen monoxide, DHMO.
Okay.
Whose effects included sweating, urination, and skin pruning.
Oh, no.
God.
So were people too afraid to drink the water then?
Hundreds of citizens flooded the water department and the police with distressed phone calls. Too bad dihydrogen monoxide is actually H2O.
Oh, wait. Okay. Now I feel like an idiot because actually I've heard this exact same joke presented in a different format. Like people make this dihydrogen monoxide joke all the time.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear it in this specific context. So then I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
That's clever.
That's so clever. And that one is actually a good April Fool's joke.
I think so.
Because it's not actually harmful. B, it is a teaching moment. People learn a little bit about chemistry and the makeup of their water.
Yeah, maybe Google it before you decide to contact the water department and the police.
Yeah, 100%. Because literally H2O is two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen atom, which is dihydro. Monoxide.
Exactly. The chemical name for water.
That's so funny. That one's really good.
So the DJs were widely criticized and one government official even accused them of terrorism.
I think that's a little extreme even, but I can see how this could cause a problem if they're flooding the emergency lines.
Yes.
And people aren't able to get through. I get that. That's like not a good thing, but terrorism might be a little...
There's no threat to it.
No, you're just saying I found this in it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which it is.
Right.
Like, where's the lie?
Right. I think it's funny.
Okay, so then in 2013, two Florida DJs pulled the same prank. The resulting clamor got the DJs yanked off the air and nearly saddled with felony charges.
Oh, shit. Wow. They don't take public panic lightly, apparently.
No.
Jeez.
Felony.
I still think it's funny. Is that bad?
I know. I'm like, do I need to research what happened here? It's not like you're spreading false information. Do people say dihydrogen monoxide?
They might. I think it's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you Google it, it's just the prank parody.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I think it's funny.
There we go. And should I finish with what is titled the very first April Fool's Day?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. So there are many theories as to the origins of April Fool's Day.
Okay.
But some historians believe the day originated in 1582 when France switched over to the Gregorian calendar, which changed New Year's Day from April 1st to January 1st.
Oh!
Back in those days, the news took a little longer to reach everyone, and those who were a bit slow on the uptake, those being the people who still celebrated New Year's on April 1st, became the butt of the pranks.
Oh.
Including having paper fish glued onto their backs.
What?
Because fish are easy to catch.
Oh, okay. I like
okay.
that. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, harmless.
Harmless. We love a good harmless prank.
To this day, people still refer to those who are easily fooled as fish. They would call them gullible, except ahem, the word isn't in the dictionary.
Oh. Gotcha. I don't get it.
The word is in the dictionary.
Fish?
No, gullible.
I'm such an
That's
idiot.
Just, they would call them gullible, except that word isn't in the dictionary.
And then they would think it's not in the dictionary, but it definitely is. I've been questioning my intelligence this whole episode, Madeline.
know. Thanks for kind of the spur of the moment idea.
No, I think this is a great idea. And the best part is the listeners will be hearing this a couple weeks after April Fool's Day because we're recording this on April Fool's Day. So I would love if you all had any amazing pranks, if you would share them with us.
Yes.
And then maybe we will share some of them on the podcast and share them with the listeners.
That's a great idea.
So if you have any April Fool's Day pranks that you've done in the past or you did this year, please share them with us. And you can do so on social media, on Instagram, X, and Facebook at The Grim Cities, or you could email us at thegrimcitiespodcast@gmail.com.
You know what would be like the funniest prank for people to do?
What?
They should buy our merch.
I love that for us.
I know.
For them.
Yeah.
And if they want to do that, they can purchase our merch on our website at bonfire.com/store/the-grim-cities.
Bonfire.
And until then, I want you all to live your best freaking afterlife.
Woo!
Goodbye.
God, stop, Madeline. Okay.
God, stop, Madeline. Do you always talk to yourself like this?
Yeah. Ever just do like, why did I do that?